victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
First of all, Rick, 1983 Baltimore Orioles, mm-hmm. You had a chance to erase the disappointment of 1979. So talk about, first of all, how sweet it was to come back in 83, win that thing, and be series MVP on top of that.
Well, first, Russ, I got to say, and I always felt bad after I thought about it. 1979, we were up 3-1 on Pittsburgh. Before the very first day that they introduced us out on the lines to start that World Series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, I looked over at Chuck Tanner, and I said, Chuck, and very cockily I said, listen, if you want to get this series over with quick, when you get your guys on base, let them try to steal. So the first three guys in the first game, the first two games tried to steal, and I threw them out easily. So he stopped running. And when you stop running and giving me easy outs at second base, you have an extra out to work with. They had a better offensive team than we did, and it took them to the fifth game to really get cooking. But once they started to hit the ball, they took the series back from us, won three games in a row, and we lost in the seventh game of the World Series. So I knew in 1983, keep my mouth shut this time, and let's see what go, because we're up a pretty tough team with the Philadelphia Phillies, Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, Joe Morgan, guys like that. Steve Carlton. So we started that series off with a loss. So Scotty McGregor lost a 2-1 game, heartbreaker, late home run by those guys, and they won that first game. But it was pretty serious. We came back, and we won the next three games. So when we came to the clubhouse for that final game, there we were up again 3-1. And I think you could hear a pin drop in that clubhouse that day because we had that memory of 79 blowing a World Series. So everybody took that fifth game pretty seriously. I actually hit my only World Series home run in that game, and Eddie Murray hit two home runs. So we ended up beating them 5-0, and Scotty McGregor got the win, too. So we kind of vindicated ourselves by that win right there, and I was pretty happy to finally put on my first World Series ring.
During your time with the Yankees, Rick, what sort of influence did guys like Thurman Munson and Mike Hegan have on your development?
Well, Hegan was my catching coach, his father, and he was a catching coach, and then Jim Hegan. And he was very good at what he did. But being with the New York Yankees and watching Thurman Munson play was like the biggest probably impact I had as a player, to watch the way Thurman Munson approached the game. He was one tough guy behind home plate. He never gave an inch. Tremendous clutch hitter, much better hitter than I turned out to be the course of my career. But just to watch Thurman and how he approached the game, how he talked to the pitchers, how he could get them fired up, and how much fun he had playing the game. Just, I learned a lot from being a New York Yankee for 4 years. Then I took what I've learned and started my everyday career with the Baltimore Orioles. But the Yankees, the fans there are special fans, the city, the way they love their players. But you go out and give 100%, and George Steinbrenner always loved that. And so that was quite an experience. And then I just took it to Baltimore and was fortunate enough to play as a regular catcher for 10 years from that point on, and made an impact.
Visiting with Rick Dempsey today. Rick, where did the tremendous intensity and drive and will to win from you? Where did that come from within you?
Well, I don't know if I developed it or what, but it was watching baseball highlights and the intensity that people played the game at. Watching the New York Yankees when I was 8 years old and the Los Angeles Dodgers and teams like that in between the double movies that you go to, a drive-in theater, there's always two movies. And in between they had highlights, baseball highlights. That's where my love of the game started. And just watching the great players from the Yankees and the Dodgers kind of made me feel like I wanted to be like that. And that's where I developed my passion for the game and just kept it going for a long time.
All right. I know this question gets asked of you all the time, but going back to the time during rain delays where you'd get out there and pantomime Babe Ruth calling his shot and go around the bases with a head-first dive on the tarp.
Well, there's a time to be serious about the game, and there's a time to relax and have a little fun. It's always fun to bring in everybody together, just loosening up and doing things, because the game itself can be very intense. And if you want to win, you take every day seriously, every game, every at-bat. But after that's over with, you got to rest your mind a little bit. And you can't hold a lot of the negativity in. You got to think positive. So it's good to have a lot of fun. When you get a team that's got good camaraderie and they got a little talent at the same time, you get, they realize when you say, when you as the leader, as the catcher on a team say, it's time to play ball, boys, let's get serious, they can do it.
Finally, Rick, 1988. It's toward the end of your playing career. You get a chance with the L.A. Dodgers. You and Mike Socha are the two catchers. You're in the World Series against a star-studded lineup, the Bash Brothers of Oakland, one of the finest teams ever assembled in the 20th century. How did the Dodgers manage to win, and what made that 88 team so special?
We were able to focus. I know that sounds simple to most people, but being able to focus. Now, I was an experienced catcher, and a catcher takes control of the tempo of the game. Mm-hmm. And if you slow your approach down and you realize what you have to do to be successful by watching and learning through the years, you watch the game and you see the patterns of hitters, the patterns of pitchers, then it becomes pretty easy to call your ball games. The Oakland A's made it easy by making adjustments with their feet. I picked it up early in the game when they opened the left side up. Most of them, opened that front foot up. Then I knew they were looking for the ball middle in. And they pigeon-toed a little bit more. They're looking for the ball away. It made it the easiest series that I ever called in my life. And it made a team I referred to as David and Goliath. Well, we were David, and we pulled this one out because we were able to focus and see the things we needed to see and execute.
Rick, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much today.
Thank you, Russ. All right.
Rick Dempsey joining us, back with a whole lot more coming back after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Getting stranded with a bad battery, our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Lineup for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland's AAA team. They are 52-54. They're managed by Fran Reardon, who's on vacation now. So Steve Scarsoni, a coordinator within the Oakland system, is managing them for this series. Las Vegas leads off at second base with Nate Mondu. Batting second, the shortstop Sheldon Noisy. Hitting third and right, Billy McKinney. The cleanup hitter, third baseman David McKinnon. In the fifth slot, first baseman Dermis Garcia. Hitting sixth in center field, Luis Barrera. In the seventh slot, the designated hitter, Matt Davidson. Batting eighth and catching for the Aviators tonight, Bo Taylor. And hitting ninth in left field, Dalton Kelly. On the mound, lefty Jared Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G. 4 victories, 4 defeats, a 3.83 ERA on the year. After this timeout, we'll come back. I'll give you the Tacoma Rainier starting lineup, and we'll get the ball game started also right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. At visitmesquite.com.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Back. The Tacoma Rainiers are managed by Tim Fedorovich. They are Seattle's AAA team. 48-58 is their record. Las Vegas has beaten Tacoma 9 out of 13 so far this year. Leading off for Tacoma, Seattle's AAA team, is left fielder Jared Kelnick. Hitting second is second baseman Abraham Toro. Hitting third, the DH, Taylor Trammell. The cleanup man is the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. In the fifth slot, third baseman Jonathan Villar. Hitting sixth at short, Eric Mejia. As Nate Mondu hits the first pitch of the game high in the air to deep left. And moving back to make the catch is left fielder Jared Kelnick. One pitch and one out. Mondu came in hitting 291. And with one quick out, the batter is Sheldon Noisy now. Rounding out the Tacoma lineup, hitting seventh at first base, Zach Green. Hitting eighth, the right fielder, Marcus Wilson. And batting ninth in center field, Derek Hill. Darren McAken, blonde-haired right-hander. 6'1", 200-pounder, 26 years old, born in Downey, California, went to Long Beach State. And Sheldon Noisy looks at a strike 0-1, just the start of the game. Glad you could join us tonight. Beautiful night in Tacoma. You never know. It's really almost completely impossible to predict the weather here. It could be beautiful one day, then you wait a little while, and then it could be pouring rain. 1-1, the count to Noisy. In the next pitch, Sheldon hits a line drive, base hit to right field. And what else is new? Sheldon Noisy, yes, hitting 419 coming in. He's now 4-for-10 in this series. That base hit lifts his hitting streak to 9 games, and he's now hitting 20 of the 21 games in which he's played for Las Vegas. The batter, Billy McKinney, now. McKinney hitting 307. Billy with 8 homers and 37 driven in. 1 out of 5 in the series. He was 1-for-5 in game 1, did not play in the second game yesterday. The pitch. High foul to the left out of play. Strike 1. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. Billy's hit safely in 8 straight starts. And facing McAken, who was Seattle's 12th round pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State. No big league time yet, except for 2 games with the Mariners last year. Only 9 innings total. Here's the 0-1 to the left-handed swinging McKinney. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. 0-2. McAken, spelled M small c capital C A U G H A N, graduated from Los Alamitos High School in California. Had the scholarship to Long Beach State. He majored there in civil engineering. Here's the 0-2. Now he's off the rubber. He started to go to the stretch and he stepped off. Top of the first inning, just underway. Billy McKinney in the box. McAken gets set. Noisy off first, and the 0-2 pitch is on the way. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike 3. Strikeout number 1 for McAken. McKinney way out in front, that slow breaking ball. And the batter, David McKinnon. So McKinney followed by McKinnon. McKinnon having a big year overall. If you add up the Salt Lake and Vegas numbers, he's at 322. 15 home runs, 49 batted in. And his 3-run home run in the 6th inning of the opener won the game for the Aviators. In the pitch. Fastball strike on 1. McKinnon leads the league in on-base percentage. His on-base percentage is .423. In this series, 4-for-9. Noisy at first, 2 down. McAken set, and the pitch. That's low, 1-1. Defensively, Tacoma with Zach Green at first, Abraham Toro at second, Eric Mejia at short, Jonathan Villar at third, Jared Kelnick in left, Derek Hill in center, Marcus Wilson right, Brian O'Keefe catching for Darren McAken. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. That's too low, ball 2, 2-1. McAken, big-time golfer, and also likes to go fishing when he's not on the field. Signed with the Mariners for a little over $100,000 back in 2017. McKinnon takes high. Ball 3, 3-1. But July 21st of last year, he made his big league debut. Seattle lost the game 6-3. But he did get into the ballgame and got his feet wet in the big leagues. 3-1 pitch. Ball 4. So now, the walk puts Noisy at second base. Again, McKinnon, I mean, he's number 1 in the league in on-base percentage for a reason. He's got a very, very good eye, and the umpires know it. And, I mean, everybody knows it. So he just drew that walk. Dermis Garcia, the right-handed hitting first baseman, coming up now. McAken, 7 wins, 5 losses, a 4.71 ERA. Has pitched 2 very good games against the Aviators. 1 in Las Vegas and 1 here. The pitch foul back, strike 1, 0-1. McCacken's not a big strikeout guy. He pitches to contact with pretty impressive results. You got an upper 80s cut fastball and an upper 80s two-seam sinker and a curveball in the mid to upper 70s. Garcia swings and misses, 0-2. Dermisa, 255, 8 homers and 30 batted in. It's his second game since coming back from Oakland. He spent a month up there, and he didn't play yesterday, but in game one, he was 2-for-5 with a single and a double and scored twice. The 0-2 pitch with two on and two out. Breaking ball just missed low. It was close, 1-2. Anyway, McCacken's coach at Long Beach State, Troy Buckley, said McCacken's best asset is his feel for pitching. He understands how to approach hitters. Here's the 1-2 to Dermis Garcia. McCacken looks at second, looks at second, looks at second a third time, and the pitch hits Garcia. But he looked at Noisy more than he looked at Garcia. And now Garcia's shaking his left hand around. The umpire has not indicated that the ball hit him. Garcia saying the ball hit me. Plate umpire Jose Matamoros saying that ball hit the bat and is a foul ball. Steve Scarsoni subbing for Fran Reardon in to discuss it with Jose Matamoros. While Garcia gets looked at by the athletic trainer. And the conversation is now over. 1-2 to count. Anyway, it's ruled a foul ball. But now the umpires want to talk it over. So Mondu flied out to begin the game. Noisy single to right. McKinney struck out on a breaking ball. McKinnon walked. And Garcia put a one ball, two strike count. The three umps are talking about that last pitch. Standing in front of the mound. Jose Matamoros, the plate ump, first base ump. Justin Robinson and the crew chief is the third base ump, Jacob Metz. Well, the umps have finished talking it over, and the call is going to stand. Foul ball. 1-2. Luis Barrera waiting on deck. Okay, everybody has reset now. Runners at first and second with two outs. And the 1-2 pitch. Slider is low. 2-2. Garcia getting nothing but breaking balls now. And we'll see if McCacken stays with that or tries something else. Noisy at second for Las Vegas. McKinnon at first, top of the first. No score, just underway. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Another breaking ball. Another pitch not in the strike zone. So McCacken keeps throwing breaking balls, and Garcia's not swinging. So it's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Now the runners will move on the pitch. McCacken sets. Runners lead. The runners go. High foul to the right, out of play. Another breaking ball. Staying with the breaking ball. That's 5 in a row. But McCacken, because he does not knock the bat out of your hands with a great deal of velocity, it means he does not have a lot of margin for error, but he's pitched very well against Las Vegas this year. Fastball, strike three called. Second strikeout for McCacken. The inning is over. In the top of the first for Las Vegas. No runs, one hit. No errors, two men left. After half an inning, Las Vegas nothing. Tacoma against Jared Koenig coming up.
You won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training, So don't forget to register. Visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone, or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Jared Kelnick takes a strike from Jared Koenig. Jared Kelnick facing Jared Koenig. Strike one, 0-1. Kelnick just got sent down by the Mariners, and he lines one into center field, moving in to make a one-handed catch as Luis Barrera. Well, Kelnick's first at-bat for Tacoma since coming down from Seattle. He lines out to Barrera in center, one out for Abraham Toro. Jared Koenig, 6'5", 235, 28 years old, from Aptos, California. 5 different independent league teams. Amazing for him to get to AAA, let alone when you consider his time in the big leagues this year. The pitch is ball one to Abraham Toro, switch-hitting second baseman. Toro recently joined the team. Doesn't have a hit yet in 7 at-bats. The pitch is low, 2-0. Switch hitter batting right-handed against Jared Koenig. Toro's next one. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Toro is from Canada, from Quebec. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, no score. Koenig wearing number 35. Comes back. There's a one-hopper of the second baseman, Mondu, behind the bag. He throws to first to get him. Well-hit ball up the middle, but Mondu playing there because of the shift. And made the routine play. Two down for Taylor Trammell. Las Vegas defensively. Dermis Garcia at first. Nate Mondu at second. Sheldon Noisy at short tonight. David McKinnon at third. Dalton Kelly in left. Luis Barrera in center. Billy McKinney in right. Bo Taylor catching for Jared Koenig. The DH tonight is Matt Davidson, so Shea Langeliers has the night off. So does Vince Fernandez. Swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. Kevin Smith getting a night off. Christian Pache also. Trammell, big league rehab, swings and misses at a good curveball. Good downward action, 0-2. Trammell in his rehab assignment hitting .297 with 3 home runs and 6 runs batted in. He's had a right hamstring pull. That's why he's rehabbing. Here's the 0-2. Curve in the dirt. Scooped out of there by Taylor. 1-2. Koenig opened the season with the Aviators and did not have a single bad start initially. Pitch up and in. 2-2. First 9 appearances, he was 4-2 with a 2.21 ERA. And, of course, that's going to get somebody's attention. So he got called up after his June 1st start against Sacramento. Breaking ball, line foul to the right. Still 2-2 on Trammell. He spent a month in the big leagues, basically the entire month of June, came back. Has not won since he came back. He's 0-2 with three no decisions. However, his most recent start was one of his best starts of the year. 2-2 pitch. Trammell lines one down the left field line. That's a base hit. Kelly goes over to get it. Trammell on his way to second base. Kelly can't pick it up. And now Trammell will stop as Kelly does get to it and get it in. Line drive double the opposite way by the major league rehabber, Taylor Trammell. First hit off Koenig. Batter Brian O'Keefe now. Anyway, Koenig's most recent start was August 5th and was a game that the Aviators absolutely should have won. It was an excruciatingly difficult loss. Swing and a foul back, strike one, breaking ball. Koenig worked his tail off against the very good Reno Ace lineup. Seven innings, one run earned on a home run by Cooper Hummel. He allowed four hits, walked two, struck out six. And that was the game where the Aviators had a 5-1 lead in the eighth. And then a 5-4 lead with two outs and two strikes on pinch hitter Dominic Maroglio in the ninth against Garrett Acton. And boom. Maroglio homered. And Reno won at 6-5. And Koenig, who should have had his fifth win, instead had a no decision. O'Keefe at 264. Albany, New York native with 11 homers and 32 batted in. The pitch. And sliders inside. 1-2. O'Keefe didn't play yesterday, but in game one, he was 2-for-4 with a single and a double. Trammell at second, two outs in the bottom of the first with no score. Koenig's 1-2. Down and in, 2-2. Koenig is making his third start against the Rainiers. April 30th in Las Vegas, he went 5 2/3, had no decision, giving up two runs on five hits, a walk, and nine strikeouts. 2-2. Koenig looks at second, comes to his hitter. Foul away. Another slider, still 2-2. He actually got a win in that game on April 30th at Las Vegas Ballpark. And then here on May 25th, he pitched even better, but that's when he had no decision. Seven shutout innings against the Rainiers. No runs, three hits. He walked three and struck out nine, 108 pitches. 2-2. Koenig steps off. All right, Koenig has reset. Trammell off second, and the 2-2. Fastball missed outside. He's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Brian O'Keefe. Tomorrow, left-hander Ken Waltachuk will make his second start for the Aviators against lefty Austin Warner. Waltachuk beaten by Reno in his first start as an Aviator since being traded over by the Yankees in the Frankie Montas deal. Three and two. On deck, the switch-hitting third baseman Jonathan Villar. Koenig, another sign from his catcher, Bo Taylor. And the 3-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. O'Keefe thought it was ball four. He's really upset. Threw the bat away, throws his hands up in the air. First strikeout for Koenig, and that's it. In the bottom of the first for Tacoma. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left, and at the end of one, there's no score.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy.
I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, second inning, the first pitch to Luis Barrera, line drive caught by a leaping second baseman, Abraham Toro, who's grinning from ear to ear, making a nice play. Take a base hit away from Barrera. Nice leaping catch. One out, and the batter, Matt Davidson. Top of the second, no score. Davidson, 294, 19 homers, 40 batted in. Changed up his low ball one. Last night, when Tacoma shut out the Aviators 3-0, it was the PCL best seventh shutout of the year. Tacoma leads the league in shutouts. Line drive in left field, base hit for Davidson. The shortstop Mejia tried to get it going to his right, and he went into a dive and couldn't reach it. Second Vegas hit, and it's Davidson's first hit in the series in four at-bats, DHing tonight. With that hit, Matty now has hit safely in 11 of his last 13. And Bo Taylor comes up now, Aviators left-handed hitting catcher. One out, top of the second with no score. No Aviator reached third base last night. It was the sixth time the Aviators have been shut out. And in three of those shutouts, three of those six, Colin Wiles was the starter. Pitch foul back, 0-1. So Wiles, I mean, he's already got eight wins, but a little support, he could be easily in double digits with wins. Strike one on Bo Taylor, hitting 273, 3-for-11. Since rejoining the Aviators, he was part of the 2019 team that went to the playoffs. Davidson a short leadoff first. Another breaking ball, line to second. That's caught by Toro, throws to first, but Davidson's back on the bag. So Bo Taylor's first at-bat of the series results in a line-out. Toro has caught two line drives in this inning. And the batter is the left fielder, Dalton Kelly, batting ninth. So twice now in this inning, Toro, the Tacoma second baseman, has been in the right place at the right time. And he's smiling even more broadly now as he stands out there. I mean, if Kelly hits a line drive to him, he's liable to jump out of his shoes. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Fastball strike one to Kelly. Kelly hit 202, 10 homers and 33 batted in. Did not play in the first two games. And Kelly has been really scuffling as he stands in now. He's in an 0-for-17 slump with 9 strikeouts. The 0-1 stretch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 90, 0-2. McCacken with 103 strikeouts coming in, now 105. He got two in the first inning. Ranks fourth in the PCL in strikeouts. and his 113 innings pitched, third most in the league. His whip, just over 1.1, is the third lowest in the league. And the breaking ball's inside, a slider, 1-2. Top of the second, no score. Okay. McCacken reads his catcher, Ryan O'Keefe, and steps off. Nice crowd tonight. Probably the nicest crowd we've had in the three games so far. And it's just a perfect night for baseball. Temperatures in the 70s. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball, shallow center. Mejia going out. Coming in is the left fielder, Kelnick, to make the catch. And it finishes the Vegas second inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. At the end of 1.5 in Tacoma, there's no score.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the second, Koenig's first pitch to Jonathan Villar, grounded a short. Sheldon Noisy scoops it up and fires over to first. One pitch and one out in the bottom of the second. No score. In the batters, the switch hitting shortstop, Eric Mejia. Mejia, 263, 12 homers, 46 batted in. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the left-hander Koenig. Breaking ball, low ball one. He shortened up to bunt and took it for ball one. Mejia didn't play yesterday. In game one, he was 1-for-3 with a walk. Breaking ball is in for a strike. 1-1. No score, bottom of the second. Mejia hits a little better this way against lefties, 279, against righties, 258. Would like to look at those numbers when you have a switch hitter up there. There's a breaking ball, swung on and missed. That was a curve in the dirt, and he chased it, 76 miles an hour. 1-2. He might get that very same pitch. Zach Green is on deck. Koenig's 1-2. Oh, fastball. Line in the center, racing in and unable to get it is Barrera. A little surprising that after he chased a curve in the dirt, that he got a fastball. I'm sure Mejia appreciates it, and he gets a base hit. And the batter, Zach Green. Second hit for Tacoma. Mejia is a threat to run. 15 steals in 21 attempts. The right-handed hitting Tacoma first baseman, Zach Green, is up now. First at-bat in the series. And the breaking ball stays high, ball one. Green hitting 229, but he's got 15 home runs and 45 batted in. Mariners signed him as a free agent this past March. Right-handed batters hit lefties well, 313. Only 202 against righties. Throw to first, and Mejia's back in. No score, bottom of inning number two. Fastball's up and away, 2-0. A little unusual for a position player to have Tommy John surgery, but Zach Greene had Tommy John surgery 6 years ago while he's in the Phillies organization at Class A Clearwater. Did not return to action for another year. Phillies drafted him back in 2012. Here's the 2-0 to Zach Greene. Up and away, 3-0. Marcus Wilson is on deck. The Greens moved around some. He was with the Giants for a while. Played for Sacramento. Played for the San Francisco Giants. He had 25 home runs for San Francisco in 2019 when they won the whole thing in the PCL. Fastball misses for ball four. So for whatever reason, Koenig did not throw a strike to Zach Greene. And that's the first walk. First and second one out for Marcus Wilson. Green was at the Brewers organization last year at AAA. Marcus Wilson, Los Angeles native, had a little bit of time in the big leagues this year with the Mariners. Did not play in the first two games. One of the reasons that you're hearing some of these guys not playing, like Zach Green and Wilson, because the Tacoma has three rehabbers, or they had three rehabbers from the parent Mariners. Pitches a strike on one. One of them, Kurt Casale, who played in the first two games, is now back with Seattle, but they still have Trammell rehabbing, and he's still here. Ken Giles is still here, I think, but he won't pitch tonight. Breaking ball low, 1-1. And Evan White, also here in rehab, with a big home run in last night's game. He's here, but taking the night off. Mejia at second, Green at first, one out. Wilson at 210, but 12 homers, 37 batted in. Good speed. Koenig steps off again. One and one. Wilson wearing number 14, the back of his snow white home uniform. The pitch. Ground ball to left field for a base hit. Here comes Mejia around third. The throw is late. 1-0 Tacoma. Hanging breaking ball. Wilson pulled it into left field for a base hit between Noisy and McKinnon. He has scored. Kelly's throw was on target but late. So it's 1-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma has three hits in the game, two in this inning. Green is at second. Wilson at first, the number nine hitter. Center fielder Derek Hill stands in. Koenig throws. Low and in, ball one. Hill hitting 182. No homers or RBIs. He's 2 out of 7 in the series. And the pitch is a strike. 1-1. So Hill batting ninth, right-handed batter. His dad played many years in the minor leagues, Orsino Hill, but never made it to the big leagues. Derek has a little big league time. Here's the 1-1. Koenig checks the runners, now decides to step off again. Koenig stepping off a lot. First two innings here. Hill standing in, right in a batter, slightly open stance. Infield a double play depth, the 1-1 pitch. Line drive to second, caught by Mondu with no further play. That ball was hit hard, but right at Nate Mondu. So some good fortune there for the Aviators. Two on with two out. And back to the top hitter, Jared Kelnick, coming up. Las Vegas pitching coach Steve Connolly describes Jared Koenig as an old-school pitcher. When Koenig was with Midland, AA, last year, Koenig was hooked up with Steve Connolly, who was there as the pitching coach. And they're there together in AAA this year. Pitches a breaking ball, low ball one. Connolly says of Koenig, he understands pitching, and so he will add and subtract to his fastball all day, also to his breaking ball. So he also played in Australia in addition to the five independent ball teams in the U.S. Breaking ball low, 2-0 on Jared Koenig, who lined out hard to center fielder Barrera in the first inning. Connolly spoke very highly of Koenig in very admirable tones when talking about what he's endured in his career and the quality of persistence. Grommel at the first base side, fair ball. It gets away from Dermese Garcia, who missed the ball. Ball picked up by McKinney. Green scores. Here comes Wilson. He's going to score. Down to second base goes Jared Koenig. It's 3-0 Tacoma. The ball was hit down the line, but Garcia was playing that way. He was caught between hops, and the ball handcuffed him and went by. I believe they're going to score a double. Green and Wilson both score. It is a double. So a makeable play, but the play was not made. And Connolly's out there talking with Jared Koenig. Well, Koenig got a break when Hill hit a rocket right at Nate Mondu. But then his luck ran out on the ball hit by Koenig, which might have been the third out. It was not an easy play, but a makeable play for a AAA first baseman. And Garcia was not able to make the play, so it's a two-run double. Tacoma leads 3-0. Steve Connolly was out there for a mound visit, now back to the first base dugout. And the batter's Abraham Toro, who grounded out sharply to second baseman Nate Mondu, his first time up. So Toro 0-for-1, the pitch. Fastball, high ball one, 1-0. In the inning, VR grounded out, and then Mejia, after chasing a curve in the dirt for strike two, got a fastball, which I'm sure he was very happy to get, and he lined a single. 1-0 pitch. Fastball for ball two. Then Zach Green, barely hitting 200, got a four-pitch walk. Marcus Wilson singled in Mejia. Hill lined out to Mondu, but then Koenig the ground ball that evaded Dermese Garcia down the right field corner for a two-run double. Line drive to left center. That's in there for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Barrera. Koenig scores. Toro going to second. The throw, the slide, the tag. He is out. Good play by Barrera to get the throw to Mondu. It's an 8-4 putout on Toro at second base, but it is an RBI single as Kelnick's able to score before the third out was recorded. In the Tacoma second inning, 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 2, Tacoma 4, the Aviators nothing.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Vegas Diners, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Top of the third, 4-0 Tacoma. Pitch. The count is now 1-1 on Nate Mondu, who flat out to left to open up the game. Darren McCacken now has a 4-run lead. Fastball missing for ball two. 2-1. Top of the Vegas order. Mondu, Sheldon Noisy, Billy McKinney. The Aviators were shut out yesterday. They're trying to get something going against the guy who's pitched two good games against them this year. There's a fly ball to center. Derek Hill backing up, but he's got room, and he makes the catch. One out. Mondu 1-for-10 in the series. One out for Sheldon Noisy, who lined a single right his first time up. Carl's Jr., proud sponsor of the Aviators. You're invited to check out the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy, awaken your primal cravings. At Carl's Jr. with the Primal Menu with prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic you might want to roar outside the store. Noisy swings and misses a breaking ball. Strike one on Sheldon Noisy. 0-1. Billy McKinney on deck. McCacken delivers. And the breaking ball down low. 1-1. So the Rainiers with a four-run rally in the second. And the Aviators trying to answer with something, which would be significant, not just because they just gave up four runs, but because they were shut out yesterday in the 1-1. Down away, ball two, 2-1. McCacken looks like a surfer guy. Long, shaggy, blonde hair just above his shoulders. Here's the pitch. And it's foul back, strike two, 2-2. McCacken's last start, April 5th in Sacramento. He got the win, 5 2/3, allowed just three hits and two runs earned. He walked four, struck out five, 93 pitches, 57 strikes. There's a ground ball to second, big bouncer for Toro. He's got it, flips it over to first, two down. Noisy 1-for-2 here in the top of the third. The batter, Billy McKinney, who struck out in a breaking ball his first time up. One of the impressive things about McCacken, in 115 innings now, he's only given up five home runs. And when you make your living as a starter in the PCL, that's pretty good. Pitches outside ball one. Granted, Tacoma is not the hitter's paradise that some ballparks are in this league. It's not a hitter's park. It's not really a pitcher's park. It's one of the more fair ballparks in the league. It's got that reputation here in Tacoma. The 1-0. It's high, 2-0. Certainly, if you pull a ball as a right-handed hitter or a left-handed hitter, you got a chance. But it's 325 down the lines. But if you try to go gap to gap, good luck. It's 425 to dead center with a very tall emerald green batter's eye, the 2-0. McKinney takes high, 3-0. 4-0 Tacoma, top of the third. David McKinnon waiting on deck. Darren McCacken delivers. 3-0 pitch is a strike. Three balls and a strike. They're playing Havana Gila, but they might want to play something like something by the Irish Rovers because you got McCacken facing McKinney with McKinnon on deck. Here's the 3-1 on the way. And it's up and in. Ball four. McKinney draws a two-out walk. Second walk allowed by McCacken. And it extends the inning for McKinnon, who walked his first time up. McCacken pitched at Las Vegas Ballpark this past April on the 28th. He threw a gem, six innings, allowed one run on four hits, struck out six with no walks. Fly ball to shallow right center. Toro going out and moving in is the right fielder, Wilson. He slides and cannot make the catch. And McKinney goes over to third on a bloop single by David McKinnon. So a little looper. Fastball up and in that jammed him. He just kind of plopped it in there, parachuting it in. Wilson came in hard and nearly made a great sliding catch, but couldn't quite get it. Ball was retrieved by Toro. Because there were two outs, McKinney was running hard. He goes first to third on that base hit. McKinnon is one for one with a walk. First and third, two down. The batter, Dermis Garcia, who took a call at third strike his first time up. Steve Scarsone coaching at third. Jason Hart at first. Slider, low, ball one to Garcia, 1-0. Dermis has scuffled in these situations. He's hitting less than 180 with men in scoring position, but he's got an opportunity now. McKinney at third, McKinnon at first. McCacken with the 1-0. Pitch is low, 2-0, another breaking ball. To Tacoma, the early 4-0 lead. Aviators left runners at first and second in the first. He hit some balls hard in the second, but only had one hit out of it. Two lineouts. And in this inning, a walk and a single with two outs. Here's the 2-0. Garcia swings and misses. Another off-speed pitch. 2-1. The second time McCacken faced the Aviators was here on May 24th here in Tacoma. He beat them again. Five innings. Allowed two runs earned on five hits. Walked two, struck out seven. 79 pitches, 50 strikes. The pitch is a strike, 2-2. So, two on, two out, and a 2-2 count on Dermis Garcia. McKinney perched to third, walks off the bag. McKinnon off first, held on by Zach Green. McCacken's 2-2 to Dermis Garcia. Popped up. First baseman Green waiting right next to the bag. He's got it, and the inning is over. The Aviators have left five men on base now through three. In the third, no runs, one hit, no errors. They leave two, and at the end of two and a half, it's Tacoma four and the Aviators nothing.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today?
Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book?
Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
All right. To lead off the third, Taylor Trammell just hit a chopper to the shortstop, Sheldon Noisy, playing near the back at second. And he threw him out. One quick out. And a batter, Brian O'Keefe, who struck out looking in the first inning. 4-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the third. Koenig's curveball grounded wide of third, scooped up by David McKinnon, who fires a chest-high strike over to Dermis Garcia. Two quick outs in the third inning, and after that bumpy second inning, Koenig could use a quick inning. He's only thrown a few pitches to get two very quick ground outs, and the batter, Jonathan Villar. While he was pitching an independent ball for five different teams, Koenig had a good deal of success. One of the places he pitched, he led his league in ERA, the pitches, a strike to VR, 0-1. VR opened up the second by grounding out to short. There's a ground ball to second. To his left is Mondu. He's got it, throws to first base. Koenig, I think, threw seven or eight pitches in that inning. He had a ground ball to his shortstop, to his third baseman, and to his second baseman. And the Rainiers go very quickly at the end of three. Tacoma four, Aviators nothing.
Here you go. Hot tea with honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm sorry you're still sick. My wife's got pneumonia, and my dad had shingles. Who knew vaccines could prevent these serious diseases? Not me, until my doctor told me.
Vaccines can help protect you against a number of serious diseases, so don't wait. Vaccinate. To learn more, talk to your healthcare professional. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Top of the fourth. Luis Barrera hits a high foul to the left, coming back toward us. About six rows in, right behind that dugout where the Rainiers are hanging out. One strike. Top of the fourth, Tacoma with a four-run second inning, leading 4-0. Luis Barrera lined out to a leaping Abraham Toro, the second baseman, leading off the second. Now he leads off the fourth. Aviators have had two big chances to score and haven't had the clutch hit yet. Pitches eyeball one, 1-1. Of course, they were shut out yesterday. So now 12 straight innings without a run for the Aviators. The 1-1. Man, Barrera, a weak, wild wave at that breaking ball. Man, he was sitting for a fastball, and that 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball fooled him right out of his stirrups. 1-2. Brera is smiling at the plate ump, Jose Matamoros. Sometimes when you make yourself look so bad, you just have to laugh. Here's the 1-2. And Luis takes inside, 2-2. Of course, Luis has been making other people look bad for most of the year. He's had a very solid year in terms of average, in terms of defense. And he played for a while in the big leagues and held his own. The pitch is low and in, 3-2 now. He's also the top aviator with men in scoring position, 450. For guys who have 100 at-bats or more. Sheldon Noisy is a little higher, but has less than 100 at-bats. Here's the 3-2, and he swings and misses at a fastball. Strike three. Third strikeout for McGackin. Again, the Aviators have had zero luck against McGackin so far this year. This is his third start against them. Good pitch. There's a fastball veering up and away, but too close to take. And Matt Davidson, who singled to left, his first time up, comes up now. Fourth inning, 4-0 Tacoma. Change up, up and in, ball one, 1-0. PCL standings, 10 teams in the league. Two divisions, each with five teams. Here's a 1-0. Davidson takes another off-speed pitch for a strike at 77 miles an hour, 1-1. In the West, Reno, big 8.5 game lead on Las Vegas. Salt Lake in third place, 10 games out. Tacoma, 12.5 out. Sacramento, 15 out. Pitches a strike, 1-2. What's kept Tacoma out of the cellar has been their pitching and defense. They are dead last in offense, last in team batting average, and last in the even more important figure, which is runs scored. Davidson swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike three. Four strikeouts from McGackin. Two outs in the Vegas fourth. Here's Bo Taylor. The Aviators are seventh in hitting in terms of runs scored in the 10-team league. But they're next to last in pitching, team ERA. In the PCL East, Oklahoma City Dodgers, leading second place El Paso by 2.5. But Dodgers have lost four in a row. Pitches high ball one to Bo Taylor. El Paso, very close. Round Rock is still very much in it, are only five games out. Then you have Sugarland, 13 out. Albuquerque, 13.5 out. Sugarland's won six in a row. That's gotten them out of last place. Astros AAA team now a half game ahead of Albuquerque, the Rockies AAA team in the East. Pitch in the dirt, 2-0 on Bo Taylor, who lined out to second his first time up. Fourth inning, 4-0 Tacoma. Breaking ball is inside, 3-0. McGackin has a lot of confidence in that breaking ball. He will throw it any time. A 3-0, that's low. Ball four, Taylor draws a four-pitch walk. Third walk allowed by McGackin. And Dalton Kelly comes up. Well, I mentioned that Round Rock is in third place, only five behind Oklahoma City, but it looks like they're going to pick up another game on them because they're playing at Oklahoma City. And in the ninth inning, Round Rock leads Oklahoma City 12-1 in the ninth inning. So if they win that, they'll be only four games out. And if El Paso wins, they'll only be a game and a half out. Eighth inning, Sacramento 5, Salt Lake 3. Kelly fouls on away, strike one. Fastball at 88. They're in the ninth inning in El Paso. Sugarland leads El Paso 8-1. So it looks as if Oklahoma City won't lose ground in El Paso, but they will lose ground in Round Rock. So it would appear to the casual observer. The 0-1. Kelly takes a strike, 0-2. Kelly popped out to the left fielder, Jared Kelnick, in his first at-bat. Fourth inning, 4-0 Tacoma. Taylor, a couple steps off first, that's all. McCacken stretches, and the 0-2 pitch. Hit to deep left. Kelnick going back on this ball. He's at the warning track, and he's at the base of the fence, and this one is out of here. Dalton Kelly on an 0-2 pitch got a mistake from McCacken. A pitch out over the plate where he could extend his arms, and Kelly breaks out of an 0-for-18 slump with a home run over the left field fence. And the Aviators desperately needed a spark, and they get it from their number nine hitter, Dalton Kelly, who was hitting under 200. And in a deep slump, the ball carried out to straightaway left field. For Dalton Kelly, his 11th home run, RBIs 34 and 35. And the Tacoma lead is cut in half, 4-2 they lead now. Here's Nate Mondu. Line drive foul to the right, strike one, 0-1. So the two-out walk to Bo Taylor. And then the mistake. He had two strikes on Kelly, and boom, home run to left. So the Aviators, shut out yesterday, can feel quite a bit better about things now. Down only 4-2 in the fourth inning. Mondu has flat out to left and flat out to center. Here's the 0-1. Some breaking ball, swung on and missed, 0-2. Sheldon Noisy on deck. McCacken's 0-2. Fastball right down the middle. Strike three called, and that's the inning. McCacken strikes out three, but he gives up a two-out walk and a two-run home run to Dalton Kelly. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the score, Tacoma 4 and the Aviators 2.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Bottom of the fourth, 4-2 Tacoma. First pitch was a strike to Eric Mejia. Jared Kinnick throws ball one, so the count is 1-1. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball bounces and kicks away. 2-1. Zach Green using his bat like a putter. Softly hit that one to the bat boy. The 2-1 pitch. Line foul outside third. He's getting a steady diet of off-speed stuff. Mejia, remember, he had a key at bat in the second inning with one out and nobody on. The count was 1-1. He chased a curve in the dirt to make it 1-2. And instead of throwing him another curve down low, Kenny threw a fastball up, and Mejia singled, and then Green walked, and Wilson singled in Mejia with two outs. Kelnick's ground ball got away from Tavis Garcia for a two-run double. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, pull foul again. Another breaking ball. No fastball so far out of five pitches in this at-bat. That was a 76-mile-an-hour hook, 2-2. Bottom of the fourth, 4-2 Tacoma. Nice crowd. Expect a really nice crowd tomorrow for game four, 7:05. Lefty Ken Waldachuk will make his second start for Las Vegas against lefty Austin Warner. Another off-speed pitch. Grounded to short. Charged by Noisy. Scoops and throws and gets him. Good play by Sheldon Noisy. On a slowly hit bouncer by Mejia. One out for Green, who walked and scored his first time up. Koenig delivers. Green fouls it back. Strike one, 0-1. Koenig does not have enough innings because of his time in the big leagues this year to qualify for the league leader list in the PCL. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball, 0-2. If he did, he'd be third. He'd be tied for third in ERA coming in, 3.83. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fourth. 0-2 on Zach Green, the 0-2. Ground ball to short, Noisy's on the job, picks it up and fires over to Garcia, two outs. Kana getting five consecutive ground ball outs since Toro's RBI single in the second. Here's Marcus Wilson. He's single to left on the ground for an RBI, and he later scored on the double by Kelnick. Two outs. Fastball strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to Marcus Wilson. Hitting .213. 12 homers, 38 batted in. Good curveball. Swung on and missed at 76 miles an hour. 0-2. Wilson was Red Sox property for part of last year at Worcester. Moved over to the Seattle system, so he had AAA ball at Worcester and Tacoma. Hit .240 with 14 home runs combined last year. Here's the 0-2. Fastball lifted foul to the right out of play. Still 0-2. Seattle claimed him on waivers from the Red Sox. And he's batting now with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball up and in. 1-2. We have major league scores also on the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard to give you. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed, strike three. Good downward action. 78-mile-an-hour pitch. Second strikeout for Koenig. And he now has retired six in a row since that bumpy second inning. At the end of four complete, Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine. Our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Cluck bait!
It's time to fall for some cluck bait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Woo!
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
To the fifth inning, 4-2 Tacoma. Sheldon Ozzie swings at a first pitch changeup and fouls it off to the right, strike one. Darren McHawkins, 0-1 pitch. Ozzie hits a fly ball to shallow right. Going out is Toro, coming in is Wilson. Second baseman Toro makes the catch on the outfield grass. Ozzie 1-for-3. Here's McKinney. One of the things that makes McHawkin effective, again, he's not overpowering, but he'll throw off-speed stuff at any time. Here's McKinney. He has struck out and walked. And David McKinnon, the cleanup man, is on deck. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That's a strike. 0-1. Well, the Aviators have lost 8 of the last 9 after losing yesterday. They're trying to fight back in this game. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball up the first base side. Foul. Breaking ball. 0-2 on McKinney. The long nightmare for the Washington Nationals AAA team in Rochester is finally over. Rochester had lost 19 straight games. And they finally won. They beat Norfolk, Baltimore's AAA team, 5-4. There's a bounding ball foul outside first, but 19 straight. Oof. And there were two former Las Vegas pitchers who played a role in Rochester's win. Logan Verrett from the Mets days got the win, and the save went to Jordan Weems, who was with the Aviators for part of the 2019 season. Breaking ball, roll foul again. I don't think McCacken's thrown a fastball yet in this inning. Off-speed stuff to Noisy. Off-speed stuff exclusively to Billy McKinney, 0-2. 4-2 Tacoma. Top of the fifth, Tacoma's out hit the Aviators 5-4 to this point. The 0-2. Another off-speed breaking ball, low, 1-2. I mean, he's throwing all these off-speed pitches, but you got to be guarding because you never know when he's going to buzz a fastball in there. And so here's the 1-2 now. Another breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by O'Keefe, 2-2. McCacken wants a different ball. You know, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. There's the fastball. Swung on and missed, strike three. 6 strikeouts for McCacken. He struck out McKinney twice and walked him once. That's what they mean when baseball people say he's pitching backwards. Change-up, curveball, change-up, curveball, curveball, change-up. And just when you think you're going to see another 78-mile-an-hour pitch, here comes one at 89, which looks like 95. Strike three. 2 outs for McKinnon, who has not been retired. He's walked and singled. He takes a strike, 0-1. On native New Englander David McKinnon. Here's the pitch. Fastball is a strike at 87, 0-2. On deck, Dermis Garcia. McCacken with a sign from Brian O'Keefe, the 0-2. Another breaking ball down low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. On deck, Garcia watching with a bat resting on his right shoulder. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three looking. McKinnon's upset, but it is a called third strike for McCacken's 7th strikeout. First time he's retired McKinnon, and that's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Darren McCacken. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, The score, Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Curveball low to Derek Hill, opening up the fifth inning. Tacoma leading 4-2. Las Vegas lefty Jared Koenig throws ball two now. 2-0. Hill lined out hard to Nate Mondu, his first time up. And he takes a fastball for a strike, 2-1. After Hill, it's the top of the order, Jared Kelnick and Abraham Toro. 4-2 Tacoma, bottom of the fifth. Major League scores in the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard. Marlins beat the Phillies 3-0. In 10 innings, Cleveland beat Detroit 4-3. Houston beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. The pitch misses, 3-1. Fastball. Kansas City defeated the White Sox 5-3 despite being out-hit 14-8. Zach Greinke got this fourth win in that game. Ground ball to short, charge by Noisy. He grabs it, slings it over to first, and gets his man by a step. One out. That's seven straight retired by Koenig. Those seven outs consist of six ground balls and a strikeout, so he's really on his game since he got rocked for four runs in the second inning. Here is Kelnick, who was lined out to center, and then in the single biggest play of the game, with two outs, he hit a ground ball sharply down the first baseline. Dermis Garcia was caught between hops, and the ball went by him for a two-run double. Pitches a strike. And then Toro followed with an RBI single. So it was not an easy play. Breaking ball foul back, 0-2. But if Garcia makes that play, the Aviators have a 2-1 lead now, but they trail 4-2. 0-2 on Jared Kelnick. Battle of the Jareds. Jared Koenig delivers. Good breaking ball. Swung on it, missed strike three. Slider down and away, got him to chase it. Third strikeout for Koenig, who's retired 8 in a row now. And the last man to reach, Abraham Toro, comes up. Switching, Toro's grounded out. Then he singled in a run in the second, a drive into left center. When he tried to stretch it into a double, Luis Pereira threw him out. Here's the pitch. Fastball, strike one called, 0-1. Rockies playing at home beat St. Louis 8-6. Arizona defeated Pittsburgh 9-3 in Phoenix. Toro checks a swing and a low curveball at 76, 1-1. Red Sox playing at home defeated Baltimore 4-3. Cubs beat the Reds 4-2. Curve in the dirt, 2-1 now. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Tacoma. Las Vegas, two runs, four hits, no errors. Koenig kicks the right leg and throws. Fastball. That's a strike on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Good pitch. 2-2. Well, it's a rare, crystal clear day in Tacoma, and I can see Mount Rainier clearly right from where I am. Line drive to right. That's in for a base hit. Over to grab it is McKinney, and Billy fires it into Mondu. That is a two-out opposite field single by Toro. Good piece of hitting by Toro. Not a bad pitch. Fastball down and away. He went out and got it. Toro 2-for-3, and he runs well, so they'll have to look at him. Here is Dremel, who has doubled and grounded out to short. That breaks the spell of 8 in a row that Koenig had retired. 6 hits now for Tacoma. Dremel checks a swing on a low pitch. Breaking ball, slider, ball 1. Tacoma got all 4 in the second. Aviators got 2 back in the fourth and an opposite field 2 out, 2 strike. Home run by Dalton Kelly. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Koenig. Fastball. Grounded in the left field down the line for a base hit. Kelly over to get it. Toro will stop at second base as Kelly fields it and flips it back in. So Trammell, again, he's a major league player, and this is a real advantage for Tacoma. They are last in team hitting, as I said earlier, and last in run scored. So when you have Trammell, and then you got Derek Hill and people like that, it can really give you a boost. So with 2 outs, the single to right by Toro. And then Trammell hit that ground ball right down the third baseline. Nice play by Kelly to keep it to a single. 2-1, 2 out for O'Keefe, who has struck out and grounded out to third. 7 hits for Tacoma. We're in the fifth inning. Koenig delivers. Fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Taylor goes through a series of signs behind the plate. Toro at second, Trammell at first. Koenig ready with the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Pitch had good bite on it at 82 miles an hour, 0-2. On O'Keefe, I'll have the Ted Weins trivia question a bit later. O'Keefe, good power. His average, 262, 11 home runs, 32 batted in. 2-on, 2-out, 2 strikes the count. Koenig checks the runners and delivers. Overhand curve comes in low at 78. 1-2 the count. Of course, Koenig thrown more than 100 pitches more than once this year, so he's well stretched out. But just for the record, the Aviators' bullpen is pretty well rested. They only used one reliever yesterday in the 3-0 ball game here. Here's the 1-2 with 2-on and 2-out. Fastball outside. Ball 2. 92 miles an hour. 2-2. Adam Kolarik was the only man used in relief of Colin Wiles, who pitched another good game. But the Aviators were shut out, so he absorbed the loss. 2-2. 2-on and 2-out. Koenig throws. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball to finish the inning. Koenig's fourth strikeout puts the lid on the Tacoma fifth, and they get no runs on 2 hits, no errors, and they leave 2. At the end of 5, Tacoma 4, the Aviators 2.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, we go to the sixth inning, 4-2 Tacoma, and the Rainiers bring in a new pitcher to relieve starter Darren McCacken. Number 34, left-hander Roenis Elias from Cuba. He is making his first appearance in this series. He is 6'1", 205, and he's been around a long time. 34 years old from Guantanamo, Cuba. There's a base hit to right by Dermis Garcia. Ball picked up by Marcus Wilson, who fires it back in. So on Elias' first pitch, Garcia, who had struck out and popped out against Darren McCacken, singles. And that's his third hit in the series and 8 at-bats. Darren McCacken goes 5 innings, gives up 4 hits, 2 runs earned. Walked 3 and struck out 7.
Pitches.
51 strikes. Very good job by McCacken. He goes out leading 4-2 here in the sixth. Barrera takes low ball win. Barrera has lined out and struck out, facing Elias for the first time. There's a pop fly to shallow center. Mejia going out. Coming in is the center fielder Hill to make a diving catch. That's a great play. That ball falls in. The Aviators have the tying runs on with nobody out. He was jammed in a fastball, hit the little pop fly. And Elias was motioning for Hill to come in. And Hill came racing in, made a really nice diving play. One-on-one out for Matt Davidson, who against McCacken singled and struck out. Matt 1-for-2. One-on-one out, sixth inning. 4-2 Tacoma. Breaking ball up and away, ball one. Elias, as I said, has been around. That's his hometown, is the same hometown of Las Vegas reliever Miguel Romero, Guantanamo, Cuba. Elias is several years older than Miguel Romero. There's a high foul to the right. First baseman Green's going to watch it go out of play. 1-1. But Elias was Seattle properly. Then the Red Sox got him, and the Mariners got him back. The Nationals also had him briefly in 2019. But spent parts of a few years with the Red Sox and in the big leagues with the Mariners in 2018 and 2019. There's a fly ball to center that's playable for Hill. He trots in and makes the catch. Two outs. Matt Davidson now 1-for-3. Batter Bo Taylor. This year, with the Rainiers, Elias having a respectable year. 0-1, 4.31 ERA. It's his 29th game. He's made 2 spot starts for the Rainiers. Roenis, R-O-E-N-I-S, Elias, E-L-I-A-S. Here's Bo Taylor. Fastball, line to right, and that is a base hit. In to pick it up is Wilson. On his way to third is Garcia. The throw to third, he's in there. So Taylor singles to right, and Dermis Garcia takes third. The throw from Wilson was too late. Matters Dalton Kelly now. Well, Derek Hill's catch, diving catch on the looper hit by Barrera, looming pretty big now. Kelly popped out to left. Then on an 0-2 pitch, he homered to left for his 11th homer of the year to make it a 4-2 game. That's what it is now. Fastball foul back. Strike one, 95 miles an hour. Lefty on lefty. One strike on Dalton Kelly. Dermis Garcia third. Bo Taylor, the tying run at first. Two down in the top of the sixth. Long drive to right field. Going back is Wilson. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps up, and it is gone. Well, what do you know? Dalton Kelly, coming into his second at-bat tonight, was 0-for-18 with 9 strikeouts. He had a 2-run home run in the fourth to cut Tacoma's 4-0 lead to 4-2, and he has now hit a 3-run home run to give Las Vegas a 5-4 lead. Dalton Kelly has been the pick to click tonight. Mondu fouls one away, strike one, 0-1. So Kelly has hit his 11th and now his 12th home run. He has knocked in all 5 runs. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low, 1-1. So the score now is Dalton Kelly 5 and the Tacoma Rainiers 4. Yeah. Each team with 7 hits. Now the Aviators have their first lead. Mondu has flat out twice and struck out. Breaking ball is low, 2-1. Kelly, it's interesting. He hadn't homered since July 3rd. So it's been well over a month since he'd homered. Mondu fouls another one off to the left out of play. 2-2. But the last time Kelly homered, which was July 3rd at Las Vegas Ballpark against the Round Rock Express, he hit 2 home runs and drove in 5. Tonight, he has hit 2 home runs and he's driven in 5. Mondu swings and misses a breaking ball. Strike 3, but the damage is done. Las Vegas gets another 2-out home run by Dalton Kelly, who's broken out of his slump in style. And they get 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors. No one left. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is now Las Vegas 5 and Tacoma 4.
This is the sound of someone correctly installing a car seat. And this is the sound of someone incorrectly installing a car seat. Correctly? Incorrectly. Hear the difference? No? That's because installing a car seat incorrectly is terribly easy. So much so, 75% of adults install them wrong. For simple instructions on how to get it right, visit buckleupforlife.org. Ah, perfectly executed. Brought to you by Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Derek Koenig throws ball one. to Jonathan Villar, comes right back and throws ball 2-0 pitch, misses again, 3-0. Villar, switch hitting third baseman, has grounded a short and grounded a second, leading things off in the bottom of the sixth. Las Vegas has the lead for the first time, 5-4. Ground ball wide to third, off the glove of Noisy, and the throw to first base, not in time. The Aviators absolutely should have gotten Jonathan Villar. The ball went off the glove of third baseman David McKinnon, beg your pardon. Noisy picked it up and made the throw. And Dermis Garcia was unable to handle the throw. Had Garcia handled the throw, which was low but catchable on the backhand side, Villar would have been out. It's clear on the replay. I believe it's going to be an infield hit. And the time run is on. Here's Mejia. He bunts up the first base side. Koenig has it. Spins and throws to first in time for the out. Sacrifice goes 1-3. So the infield hit by Villar. And then he sacrificed a second by Mejia, who is now 1-for-2 with a run scored plus the sacrifice. Zach Green, come up. Jake LeMoyne gets up in the Vegas bullpen. Taylor Williams is throwing in the Tacoma bullpen. Both right-handers. Curveball, chump foul. Right by Marcus Wilson, the on-deck area. Strike one. Green has walked and scored and grounded out to short. Boy, Noisy nearly made a fabulous play on that deflected ground ball. And the throw was in time, but Garcia couldn't quite handle it. There's the 0-1. Runner at second, one out. Koenig delivers. Curveball hit to deep left toward the corner. Kelly racing over on the dead run. Kelly cannot catch it. It's off his glove. Villar being waved in. Here he comes. He scores. And down to second goes Green. Las Vegas with a couple of defensive problems in the sixth inning, and the game is tied at 5. It's going to be scored a double because Kelly was running pretty much at top speed along the warning track. But he reached and he didn't have to really fully extend his arm, and the ball hit his glove and he could not hang on to it. Swing and a miss, strike one on Wilson. So you could argue that Koenig should have had a 1-2-3 inning. Ground ball by Villar, which easily could have been an out and was not. And the sacrifice by Mejia and the green ball to left. That, you know, it was not an easy play for Kelly, but it was makeable, very makeable, the 0-1. And it's a little low, 1-1 on Wilson. Now the game is tied at 5. Wilson has singled in a run and scored, and he's also struck out. Bottom of the sixth, the game now tied up. Koenig gets that. Green off second. Koenig looks there, comes home. Fastball up and away, 2-1. They really want Koenig to finish this inning. Aviators just generally don't like to bring relievers in with men on. But we'll see. Wilson is up, the number 8 hitter. Derek Hill, the number 9 hitter, is on deck. Tie-breaking run at second, and Zach Green. Fastball very high and outside, nowhere close. 3-1. 5-5 tie, sixth inning. Wilson hitting 212, but he's got 12 home runs and 38 batted in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Wilson swung early like he was expecting a fastball. 3-2. So Wilson knows he might get anything now. Koenig thinking things over, checking with Bo Taylor. Green off second, outfield straightaway, not very deep. 3-2 pitch. Barely missed somewhere, ball 4. Second walk allowed by Koenig. Two on, one out for Derek Hill. Steve Scarsoni is going to make a change. Tough break for Koenig. He really pitched a solid game. He had the bad second inning, but then he went on a roll. And the Aviators, normally a very good defensive team, didn't make a couple of plays that they probably should have made. So he'll come out in a tie game, a two on one on Jake LeMoyne. We'll go after Derek Hill when we come back after this.
Imagine living in a place where your daily commute is a walk in the park. In cities, suburbs, and small towns, people want to use their cars less and their feet more. Sound like wishful thinking? Take the steps you can count on to lead to results. Work with your local planning office and plan to walk more in your future. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Hi, we're in the bottom of the sixth. The game is tied at five. Jake LeMoyne takes over for Jared Koenig, and the pitch is low, ball one. LeMoyne has very good stuff. The question is, will he be around the strike zone enough or not? He inherits Zach Greene, the tie-breaking run at second. Marcus Wilson at first. 1-0. Bottom of the sixth. The game is tied at five. Derek Hill has lined to second and grounded a short against Jared Koenig. LeMoyne pitching in this series for the first time. 1-0 pitch is high. 2-0. LeMoyne is 2-0 in 11 games, a 4.4 ERA. 14 and one-third innings, 14 strikeouts, but 12 walks. That's been an issue for him. He hasn't thrown that many first-pitch strikes as an Aviator. Here's the 2-0. He steps off. Jared Kelnick on deck. So Koenig goes 5 1/3. He can lose the game, or he could have no decision. He cannot win it. He allowed 9 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. Fastball hit in the air in a deep center field. That's over the head of Barrera, going all the way to the wall. Luis runs it down. Green scores. Wilson's going to score. On his way to third is Hill. He has a two-run triple, and it's now 7-5 Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Jared Kelnick comes up. So the Aviators are really paying the price for not making a couple of plays that they probably should have made earlier. Hill's at third with one out. The infield is in. Kelnick takes low ball one. So Koenig, those runs are charged to him. Officially 5 1/3, 7 runs earned on 9 hits. Kelnick has lined out, doubled in two runs and scored, and struck out. The double, though, was a makeable ground ball down the first baseline. Dermis Garcia couldn't make the play. There's a ground ball down the center for a base hit. Hill scores on a base hit by Kelnick, and it's 8-5 Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth. So here's Abraham Toro, who's 2-for-3. Fastball's low, ball one. We have Tacoma last in the league in hitting, but the Aviators second to last in the league in pitching. And Tacoma wailing away, 8 runs and 11 hits. Pitch down and away, ball two, 2-0. Toro has grounded out, single and a run, and single again. Only one out. Kelnick at first. LeMoyne trying to stop the bleeding. He came in, gave up a triple and a single. Here's the 2-0 stretch. And the pitch. Low, 3-0. Taylor Trammell is on deck. Well, been a seesaw game. Tacoma up 4-0, 4-2. Aviators briefly up 5-4, and now Tacoma leading 8-5 in the sixth inning. Pitch is way inside, ball four. The walk puts runners at first and second with one out and brings up Taylor Trammell. So, the Aviators are still very much in the game, only down by 3 runs. But they need a turn of events in their favor very quickly. Trammell has doubled, grounded out and single, 2-for-3. He's a tough out. He's a major leaguer here in rehab. Pitches low, ball one. The infield is looking for double play ball. David McKinnon, the third baseman, all alone on the left side of the infield. Noisy, Mondu, and Garcia all to the first base side of second base. Brian Howard gets up in the Vegas pen as LeMoyne steps off of the rubber. 1-0. In his rehab stint, Trammell, who's from Powder Springs, Georgia, hitting .325. Here's the 1-0. Fastball's low, 2-0. Kelnick off second, Toro off first. Here's the 2-0 pitch. LeMoyne throws. Check swing, base hit in the left field. Kelnick stops at third as the throw comes in from Dalton Kelly. Everything falling right for Tacoma. Two missed plays by the Vegas Aviators on defense. And then Trammell just checked his swing. And you know you're living right when you check your swing and hit a liner into the outfield for a base hit. It's his third hit. Kelnick at third. Toro at second. The batter's the number 9 hitter in this inning. The ninth man to bat, Brian O'Keefe, who's the only man in the order, hasn't reached yet. 0-for-3 against Koenig with a ground out of 2 strikeouts. Howard throwing in the pen. This might be LeMoyne's last hitter, depending upon what O'Keefe does. Tacoma has rallied to take the lead, and they are threatening to break it open. Breaking ball, low, ball one. This is the fifth hitter LeMoyne has faced since coming in. He has not thrown a first-pitch strike to any of them. The count is 1-0, 8-5 Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth. 4 runs in, 3 men on, only 1 man out. LeMoyne set at the belt, the pitch. There's a ground ball to third, grabbed by McKinnon. His play is to first, and they get the out there. A little chopper, so they couldn't turn two on it. Kelnick scores to make it 9-5. It's an RBI ground out to third. by Brian O'Keefe. Toro to third, Trammell to second. And the 10th man to bat in the inning, Jonathan Villar, is up. Villar grounded to short, grounded to second. Open up this inning with a ground ball wide to third. McKinnon had it deflect off his glove to Noisy. Sheldon picked it up and threw to first, and Dermis Garcia couldn't handle the throw that was around his ankles. Otherwise, he would have been out. Pitch is in the dirt, ball one. The 1-0. Fastball lifted foul to the left, coming back toward us. 1-1. Goes up on the roof. Well, so far, Tacoma doing it with a big inning. A four-run second and a five-run sixth. And they're still batting. Second and third, two outs. The 1-1 to VR, hitting 269. Ground ball in the left field, base hit. One run scores. Here comes Trammell. The throw home by Kelly is off target. Down to second goes VR. And it's now 11-5 Tacoma with a seven-run sixth inning. Steve Scarsone is going to change pitchers and bring in Brian Howard. A seven-run inning. It's all unraveled for the Aviators here. The Rainiers lead 11-5. Brian Howard coming in will step aside for a timeout.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Well, Brian Howard's first pitch is a strike, but on the pitch. Jonathan Villar stole third. He's at third with two outs. The 0-1 swing and a miss. 0-2. So Jake LeMoyne gets credit for one-third of an inning, allowed four hits. And so far, four runs. Brian Howard, the third pitcher of the night. 0-2 to count. Mejia has singled and scored, grounded out, and laid down a sacrifice bunt earlier in this inning. Pitch foul back, 0-2 still. Howard, 6'9", 210 pounds, originally from St. Louis. Spends a lot of his offseason, however, these days, in Fort Worth, Texas. Starter turned reliever. Howard has been in 28 games before tonight. A 2-1 record at 8.24 ERA. And a good curveball fouled off to the left. He's got a little bit of that one at 70 miles an hour. Well, a lot of the Aviator pitchers struggled in the Reno series. Reno winning all six games and scoring 55 runs in the process. And Howard was one of their victims. He pitched twice, a total of an inning and a third, allowed seven earned runs. Here's the 0-2. Curve in the dirt. Knocked down by Bo Taylor. 1-2. Mejia, up now, is the 11th man to bat here in the sixth inning. When the inning began, the Aviators led 5-4. They now trail 11-5 to the Tacoma Rainiers. Howard's 1-2 pitch. Check swing foul. Back in play. 1-2 still. Howard has not pitched in 5 days. Again, very well rested. It's been Koenig, LeMoyne, and now Howard. Here's the 1-2. Line down the right field line, foul and out of play. Still 1-2. VR off the bag at third. Howard stretches, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Fastball foul back. Still 1-2. We don't have the announced attendance yet, but the crowd really coming to life in this inning. And you can understand why. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Brian Howard. Curveball swung on a miss, strike three. The inning is mercifully over. 11-man bet and 7-man score. At the end of six, Tacoma 11, the Aviators 5.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Seventh inning. It's now 11-5. Tacoma, the new pitcher for the Rainiers, their third pitcher, right-hander Taylor Williams. Fastball strike one to Sheldon Noisy. So Roenis Elias goes one inning, allows three runs earned on three hits. No walks, one strikeout. Darren McCacken started, but McCacken will get no decision. And Noisy takes a strike, going two. Sheldon is one for three. After it, Noisy, the number three hitter, Billy McKinney, and then David McKinnon. And the Aviators looking to bounce back after they just coughed up seven runs. Here's the pitch. Grumbled on the third baseline, foul, 0-2 still. Taylor Williams, 5'11", 185, 31 years old, from Vancouver, Washington, which is right near Portland, Oregon. San Diego Padres last year. And at AAA El Paso, and before that, he was Marlins property. Had some time in the big leagues with the Marlins and San Diego. Right-hander's 0-2 to Noisy. Slider in the dirt. Kicked away by the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. It is 1-2 now. Williams also pitched for the Sacramento Rivercats earlier this year. And if you add everything up, he has a 1-0 record, and he already has 6.08 in 34 games. Better than a strikeout per inning. The 1-2 to Sheldon Noisy. There's a good breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. Tough pitch for a right-hander. Williams dropping down from the side with a three-quarters arm slot. Good breaking ball near the outside corner. One out. Here's McKinney. Struck out twice and walked once. Top of the seventh inning, 11-5 now. The Rainiers lead. Elias, even though he did not pitch well, is the pitcher of record. He's the beneficiary of that seven-run rally. Fastball's ball one to McKinney. Ted Wien's trivia on its way momentarily. Fastball fouled off to the left out of play. One ball and one strike. One and one. Taylor Williams, ready the pitch. Fastball fouled off the left out of play. Billy laid on that pitch at 94 miles an hour. 1-2 the count. And Williams with the new ball to work with. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball high at 94. 2-2. 11 runs, 13 hits. No errors for Tacoma. Las Vegas, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Here's the 2-2 pitch. McKinney chases a slider, and down he goes. Two outs in the Vegas 7th. And here's McKinnon, who's walked, singled, and struck out looking. McKinnon now 5 out of 11 in this series. Waiting on Taylor Williams. There's a ground ball down the third baseline. Charged by VR, who picks it up and throws too late. VR charged the ball and then tried to scoop it. He got it, but he didn't get it cleanly. It rolled into the up toward the heel of his glove. Then he got a bare hand on it and threw to first a little too late. Good hustle by McKinnon to scratch out an infield hit. So VR had trouble getting a grip on that one, and McKinnon's safe. So McKinnon is 2-for-3 now. Infield hit extends the inning for Dermis Garcia. Dermis has struck out, popped up, and singled and scored. 1-for-3. The 8th Las Vegas hit. The pitch. Fastball strike, and it's 0-1. One strike on Garcia. And the fastball down and away. Ball one. One and one. One and one on Dermis Garcia. Taylor Williams set. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. One ball and two strikes. Garcia trying to uppercut that ball. Luis Barrera would be next. Here's the look on the 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Down the first baseline. Here comes Zach Green, the first baseman, to make the catch. He came all the way down, almost all the way to home plate. And Las Vegas is finished in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left. Seventh inning stretch. Tacoma 11, the Aviators 5.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is an open invitation to a car thief. In their rush to get away, sometimes they don't bother to check inside.
Whoa, down, boy.
Protect your ride. If you know something about a car theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. Good dog. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, bottom of the seventh, 11-5 Tacoma. Brian Howard's first pitch is ball one to Zach Green, who has walked and scored, grounded out, and doubled the ball off the glove of left fielder Dalton Kelly in the sixth inning. He scored twice. Pitches a strike, 1-1. Well, we got a full moon, it looks like, and if it's not a full moon, it's pretty close, and it's just rising over the horizon. On first base foul territory here. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 1-2. And it's got an orange glow to it. It looks like a big orange poker chip off the horizon. It is really something to see. 1-2. A long drive to left field. Kelly going way back for this one. It's gone. Zach Green hits his 16th home run. It's 12-5 Tacoma in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thank you. And so Marcus Wilson steps in. 14 hits for Tacoma. There's a liner caught by shortstop Sheldon Noisy. Noisy was charging that sinking liner and reached down around his shoe tops to grab it. One out. That makes Wilson 1-for-3 with a walk and 2 runs scored and a run batted in. And with one out, here's Derek Hill. Lined out, grounded out. And we greeted Jake LeMoyne with a 2-run triple over there to center fielder Luis Barrera in that big 7-run sixth. 12-5. Tacoma now has scored 8 unanswered runs to turn around a 5-4 deficit in a very big hurry. This is strike 1-1. Pitch misses. 1-1. Ted Wien's trivia and coming up here. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 1-2. Cy Young was the first pitcher to win 100 or more games in each league. But in August of 1970, a second pitcher, after winning 100 games in the American League, won his 100th National League game. Who was that? Pitches down low. 2-2. The second pitcher after Cy Young to win 100 or more games in each league. And he accomplished it after winning more than 100 games in the American League. He got his 100th National League win in August of 1970. Pitches outside. 3-2. On Derek Hill. There's a line drive down the right field line, foul. Still 3-2. The answer coming up. Your clue, this pitcher, after retiring from baseball, went into politics. 12-5 Tacoma, bottom of the seventh inning. Howard's 3-2 pitch to Derek Hill. Low, ball four. One out walk brings up Jared Kelnick, who has a single and a double in 4 at-bats. 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. So one on, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 12-5 Tacoma. Howard's pitch. Inside, ball one. 1-0. Pass ball for a strike. It's 1-1 now. One and one to count. And tall righty Brian Howard set the 1-1 pitch. Low again, ball two, 2-1. So Hill at first with one out. And it's a 2-1 count on Jared Kelnick. Left-handed batter waits the pitch. He missed again, 3-1. Abraham Toro on deck. Aviators get busy with, I believe that's Miguel Romero throwing in the bullpen now. Pitch. Line foul to the right. Jumped on that fastball, pulled the foul. 3-2. Howard has a new ball now. Hill off first. They're not holding him on. With Tacoma ahead 12-5 here. Pitches foul back. Still 3-2. Give me another moment to mull over the Ted Wien's trivia question. I'll float you the answer here in a moment. Howard stretches the 3-2 pitch again to Jared Kelnick. Another ground ball foul to the first base dugout. Still 3-2. Well, the Rainiers, last in the league in team batting average entering tonight, last in the league in runs scored, and they are hitting under 200 as a team with the bases loaded, and are hitting 229 as a team with men in scoring position. But you take those numbers tonight and throw them out, they don't mean anything. The way this game has gone, curveball misses, ball four. Back-to-back walks here. So in the inning, Green homered, Wilson lined out, Hill walked, Kelnick walked. Pitching coach Steve Conley coming out to the mound. Abraham Toro, who has singled twice and walked and grounded out, is the scheduled hitter. So, Tacoma led 4-0 after 3. They led 4-2 after 5. The Aviators, the one bright spot for them tonight has been Dalton Kelly, who broke out of an 0-for-17 slump with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. And momentarily, they had a 5-4 lead. But in the bottom of the 6th, the Rainiers dropped a big 7th spot on them, and they've scored again here. And the conference of the mound is over as Romero continues to throw in the bullpen. So here's Toro, 2 on and 1 out. Brian Howard, ready his pitch. Fastball strike, and it's 0-1. Hill at second, Kelnick at first. Good breaking ball, swung on a miss, it's 0-2. Tacoma, 12 runs. 14 hits, no errors. Las Vegas, 5-8-0. Howard ready with the 0-2. Here it is. Fastball low and in. It's 1-2. The answer to the Ted Weens trivia question is Jim Bunning. Jim Bunning. Cy Young won 100 or more games in both leagues, and so did Jim Bunning. And in August of 1970, he finished that accomplishment. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Toro strikes out. And Howard gets his 2nd strikeout. The batter now is Taylor Trammell. Trammell 3-for-4. 2 singles and a double. Howard stretches, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 1, 0-1. Yeah, Bunning was with Detroit. He won 100 or more games, and he moved over to the Phillies. And then won more than 100 games in the National League. And then went on to become a U.S. Senator, Jim Bunning. 2 on, 2 out. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Taylor Trammell. It rolls away from Taylor. The runners will move up 90 feet. Wild pitch. Hill to third, Kelnick to second. 1-1 the count. This date in baseball history, 1928, Carl Hubble got his first big league win, a 4-0 shutout for the Philly over the Phillies. He would spend 16 years with the New York Giants, left-hander with a tremendous screwball, so they say. Second and third, 2 down. Howard's 1-1 pitch to Taylor Trammell. Curveball swung on and missed. 1-2. Second and third, 2 down in the 7th inning. Howard needs a strike to complete the inning. There's a pop-up near second base. Noisy wants it in front of the bag. He's got it, and that's the inning. 1 run on the home run by Zach Green. 1 hit, no errors, and the Tacoma Rainiers leave 2. We head to the 8th inning, Tacoma 12 and the Aviators 5.
In 2003, James Minor, a veteran of 26 years, suffered a paralyzing injury that changed his life. and his wife has dedicated herself tirelessly to caring for her husband.
My role is a caregiver. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. There's no breaks.
Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting for over 60 years to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised and all of the support they greatly deserve. You can help. Visit PVA.org.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, welcome back. Top of the eighth inning. Luis Pereira takes a pitch low from the new pitcher, Patrick Weigel, W-E-I-G-L, big righty number 40. Taylor Williams went one inning, allowed no runs, one hit, struck out two. Weigel, the fourth pitcher used by Tacoma, Pereira, is 0 for 3. Luis waiting on the 1-0. Sidearm fastball, grounded a third, right at VR on two hops. He throws to first and is one out in the Vegas eighth inning. The batter, Matt Davidson. The pitch is ball one to Matt Davidson, 12-5 Tacoma. One out, nobody on, eighth inning. Patrick Weigel, 3-5, a 3.8 ERA in 39 games, one start. Sidearm fastball comes in low, ball two, 2-0. The 2-0 is in for a strike, 2-1. Davidson hits a line drive base hit in the left center field. And the ball picked up by the left fielder, Kelnick. So Davidson is 2-for-4. The ninth Vegas hit. Vegas trails 12-5 here in the eighth inning. Here's Bo Taylor, lined out, walked and scored and singled and scored. And the fastball's in low, ball one at 91 miles an hour. 12-5 Tacoma. One on, one out in the Las Vegas eighth inning. There's a nice slider that drops in for a strike, 1-1. the fastball missed. Ball two, 2-1. Davidson at first with one out, not being held on. Here's the 2-1. And slider down and in. Ball three, 3-1. Well, it was close until the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas battled back from a 4-0 deficit to take a 5-4 lead on two home runs from left fielder Dalton Kelly. But the Rainiers took off in the sixth with a 7-run inning and put the pedal to the metal. Pitches ball four to Taylor. 2-on, 1-out in the Vegas eighth. Taylor on base for the third time, and here is Dalton Kelly himself. He has hit a 2-run home run to left and a 3-run home run to right. And the pitch is high, ball one. So the catcher, Brian O'Keefe, goes out to speak to Patrick Weigel right here. One ball and no strikes. Weigel, 6'6", 240. Southern California guy from Thousand Oaks, 28 years old. And he's had a good year. Now he's working in the eighth inning with one out and two men on. It looks like Miguel Romero is going to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning. It would be my guess. He's still throwing in the bullpen. So it's been McCacken, Elias, who's the pitcher of record, Williams, and now Patrick Weigel, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Kelly. Off-speed pitch. He was out in front, an 80-mile-an-hour pitch. 1-1. There's a guy in front of me here coming up the steps with a Seattle Pilots cap. You talk about your roots, although it's really the Milwaukee Brewers' roots. But still, every once in a while, you'll see someone with pilot stuff around here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Yep, Jim Bouton would be proud. Ball and two strikes, the count on Dalton Kelly. Weigel set. Kelly, open stance from the left side, the pitch. There's a liner out into shallow center field that falls in for a base hit. The Aviators will play it station to station on a little flare by Dalton Kelly, and he's 3-for-4. Oh, the Aviators needing a fleet of base runners. They have the bases loaded now with one out. On a single by Davidson, a walk to Bo Taylor, and Dalton Kelly's third hit of the game. That's 10 hits for Las Vegas. Here's Nate Mondu, 0-for-4, and only 1-for-12 in the series. Nate does hit .353 with men in scoring position, and the bases are loaded now. The pitch is ball one, 1-0. The 1-0. And it's low, ball 2, 2-0. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the 2-0 pitch. High, it's 3-0. So Weigel really fighting himself now. He has a 7-run lead. But a single, a walk, and a single. Now he's 3-0 on Mondu with Sheldon Noisy, as good of a hitter as you'll find in the PCL, on deck. The 3-0 is high. Ball four, a four-pitch walk to Mondu. And Mondu gets the RBI. And in to score is Matt Davidson. And Las Vegas now trails at 12-6. Taylor to third, Kelly to second. Noisy has singled in four at-bats. And the Tacoma pitching coach, Adam Leichman, go walking out slowly to the mound. All right, the meeting of the mound is being broken up now by the plate ump, Jose Matamoros. 12-6, aviators getting a bases-loaded walk. And, of course, that's the last thing the Rainiers want Weigel to do is start walking people with a big lead. Rainiers have action in their bullpen now. Sheldon Noisy coming up. On this date in 1950, Joe DiMaggio was benched for the first time in his career. He's only hitting 279. And he was languishing in a 4-for-38 slump. Of course, Joe was toward the end. He only played one more year. That was it, but what a career. Bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Noisy takes a fastball, high ball one. He's missed with five in a row now. Billy McKinney is on deck. Taylor at third, Kelly at second, Mondu at first. The 1-0 to Noisy. Sheldon takes low, 2-0. He's missed with six in a row. Got to be frustrating for Weigel, but, of course, the Aviators know frustration. Made some defensive mistakes early in the bottom of the sixth and opened the floodgates to a seven-run inning. Here's the 2-0. Fastball, strike, 2-1. Sarcastic cheer from the folks downstairs. 2-1. Two balls and one strike on Sheldon Noisy. Bases loaded. One out in the Vegas eighth. 12-6 Tacoma. The pitch. A slow ground ball back to the mound. Weigel shovels to the plate for one. The throw to first base, not in time. The crowd is upset, but Noisy was clearly safe. But I'll tell you now, that's a huge out. Because if the Aviators had any prayer at all of getting back in the game, you figure Noisy is going to get a hit and maybe knock in a couple of runs, and suddenly they're back in the game. But instead, he was jammed. Weigel made a good pitch, and he rolled it back to Weigel, so it is a 1-2 force out at home. Fielder's choice. Bo Taylor is out from third. Kelly goes to third on the fielder's choice. Mondu goes to second, and with two outs, here's Billy McKinney, who has walked once and struck out three times. Weigel delivers. Slider at the knees for a strike, 0-1. McKinney is 3-for-8 with the bases loaded, and the bases are loaded now. 12-6 Tacoma in the bottom of the eighth. An aviator on every base. Weigel's pitch gets away from O'Keefe, but nobody's going anywhere. Down by six runs in the eighth inning. There's not a lot of distance between home plate and the backstop here at Cheney Stadium. If the game is close, it's a different story, but there's no way that they're going to try to send Dalton Kelly down by six runs here, especially with a hitter as good as McKinney, hitting .303 with eight homers, 37 batted in. They're overshifted to the right with three men to the right of second base. Bases loaded, two outs, the 1-1 pitch. Call strike, breaking ball, 1-2 on McKinney. If he reaches, David McKinnon will be next. 1-2. Dalton Kelly off third. Nate Mondu off second. Sheldon Noisy the runner at first. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Billy McKinney now. And the slider just low. That was close. 2-2. Weigel kind of slings it up there with a low three-quarters delivery. Very tough on righties. And he's got a 2-2 count on McKinney now. The Aviators have him loaded with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Weigel stretches and delivers the 2-2 pitch. It gets away for ball three. This time Kelly will trot in to score because the ball went to the angled portion of the backstop, which is further away on the wild pitch. Kelly scores to make it 12-7 in favor of Tacoma. The third run that Kelly has scored. Mondu hustles down to third, and Noisy takes second on the wild pitch. Pitch is clearly overthrown. They might call out a pass ball. Looking at the replay, we'll see what they're calling it, a pass ball. Okay. Pass ball, not a wild pitch. Here's the 3-2. McKinney takes ball four. Well, the Aviators are down by 5 runs in the 8th inning, but they still have a pulse. Why? Because the on-base machine, who leads the Pacific Coast League in on-base percentage and has been on base 3 times tonight, David McKinnon is batting, and the tying run is on deck in Dermis Garcia. There comes Tim Fedorovich. He's going to pull Weigel now. Weigel's going to have to come out, and the big man walks off. He got through 2/3 of an inning, but his command completely deserted him. He walked 3 men in a situation where the Rainiers did not want him to walk anybody. He gave up 2 hits, and he walks off. So we've got a pitching change. 8th inning, 12-7 Tacoma. Back with more after this.
You won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training. So don't forget to register. Visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone, or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Philip Valdez comes out of the bullpen, and the first pitch to David McKinnon grounded to the shortstop, and it's picked up there by Mejia, throws to first to get him, and with one pitch, Valdez gets out of the inning. Aviators, 2 runs, 2 hits, leaving 3. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning, and Tacoma leads it 12-7.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City!
Or the Grand Canyon.
5-star hotels!
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how about... Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
Steiner, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy.
I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are now in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Tacoma with a 12-7 lead. Miguel Romero, the new pitcher, throws ball one to Brian O'Keefe, who's 0-4 with an RBI ground out. He's the only Rainier who hasn't reached base yet. Pitches inside 2-0. Brian Howard on an inning and a third allowed a runner and not a hit on a home run. Brian walked two and struck out two. There's a pop fly and a shallow right center field. Mondu going out and coming in is McKinney, and the ball plops in at his feet for a base hit. Been a lot of Texas League flares on both sides, so O'Keefe joins the party with the 15th hit for the Tacoma Rainiers. And here's Jonathan Villar, 2-for-4, two singles, two RBIs, and a run scored. It's been Koenig, LeMoyne, Howard, and now Miguel Romero. Pitch is up and in, ball one, 1-0. Romero 0-1 in 26 games, an 8.6 ERA in 30 and one-third innings. More walks than strikeouts has been the big problem for him. Fastball low, 2-0. Romero's first appearance in the series. He pitched twice at home in the Reno series. There's a ground ball wide of third. Stepping on the bag is McKinnon for one. He throws to first to complete a 5-2-3 double play. Two outs. And the batter is Eric Mejia. Single and scored, grounded out, laid down a sacrifice bunt and struck out. Romero did decently in that Reno series. He pitched three innings, allowed one run on three hits. High drive in a deep center. Racing back is Barrera on the dead run, and he's not going to get it. The ball bounces and hits the wall. Luis fires it in. On his way to third base is Mejia, and he's going to make it with a head-first slide. He's got a triple. Mejia tees off. It's 425 out there. That ball went probably 417 or 418 at least. Pitch is a strike, 0-1 to Zach Green. Green has walked and scored, grounded out, doubled in a run and scored and homered. 2-for-3. Two RBIs, three runs scored. Romero's slider is a strike, 0-2. That's a home run in a lot of ballparks, but not here. And there's no wind either. You hit it out over there, you got to earn it. Two strikes the count and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Romero hangs a zero in the Tacoma eighth inning. No runs on two hits. The double play was big for the Aviators. One man left. We head to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 12 and the Aviators 7.
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future. Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, See? Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Last chance for the Aviators. They trail 12-7. And Dermis Garcia lines a base hit up the gap in right center, rolling all over to the wall against the new pitcher, Drew Steckenrider. Garcia racing around second, heading for third. Here he comes. The relay, he slides, and he has a leadoff triple in the Vegas ninth inning. Boy, I tell you what, he hit that ball, jumped off his back like it was a Titleist. Bang. So Drew Steckenrider, right-hander, threw a belt-high fastball and belted is exactly what Dermis Garcia did. It's Garcia's first triple of the year. And it's Garcia's second hit of the night. Here's Barrera, 0 for 4. The pitch. Fastball up and in, ball one. Drew Steckenrider, 6'4", 235, 31 years old. He's from Atlanta. He's with the Mariners for part of last year, where he had good numbers for Seattle in the big leagues. Barrera swings at a high fastball at 86 and fouls it back, 1-1. So, Phillips Valdez, threw one pitch and got an out. He used one-third of an inning and zeros across. He got McKinnon to finish up the eighth inning. Ground ball back of the bag at second. Toro picks it up and cannot get it. That's going to be an infield RBI single for Barrera. Luis Barrera with an infield hit up the middle, knocking in Dermis Garcia, and Las Vegas is now trailing 12-8. When Barrera crossed the bag, he looked straight up at the sky and held his hands out as if to say, I finally got a base hit. He had been 0 for 4 and just 2 for 12 in the series. Here's Matt Davidson. And the pitch is eyeball 1, 1-0. Steckenrider has been in 11 games for Tacoma this year. No record of 4.76 ERA. 11 and a third innings, 9 walks and 11 strikeouts. A lot of walks. Breaking ball low, 2-0. On Davidson. So a triple and an infield single. And the Aviators, who were down 4-0 and 4-2 and ahead 5-4 and down 11-5, 12-5, are now down 12-8. Davidson takes a strike, 2-2, 94 mile an hour fastball. After Davidson, it's Bo Taylor. So the two hits in the inning give the Aviators a dozen hits. Here's the 2-1. Davidson swings and misses at that fastball. 2-2. Matt hitting 298, 19 home runs and 40 batted in. Drew Steckenrider delivers. And that fastball foul back at 93. 2-2. So it's been McGacken, Elias, the pitcher of record, Williams, Weigel, Valdez, and now Steckenrider. There's a ball ripped down the third base side off of a diving VR. It's picked up by the shortstop Mejia in foul territory. It is a base hit for Davidson. Matt Davidson's third hit of the game, and there's nobody out. And the Aviators are trying to make Tacoma sweat it out here. Hanging breaking ball. VR diving toward the line. It would have taken a sensational play to make that play, but he got a piece of it, and it's just a single. Here's Bo Taylor. Bo, after lining out in his first at-bat, walked and scored, singled and scored, and walked again. So Barrera's at second, Davidson at first, 13 hits for the Aviators. In this inning, the triple by Garcia, the RBI infield single by Barrera, and now the base hit by Davidson, the pitch. High, ball one over the bill of the helmet of Taylor, 1-0. Bo hitting 308, 4 for 13, since joining the Aviators. Barrera at second, Davidson at first, nobody out in the Vegas ninth. Taylor swings and fouls it away. 1-1. Bo, always a patient hitter. Batting now with Dalton Kelly on deck. Kelly represents the tying run, and he's homered twice in this game. Slider down and away at 86. Ball two, 2-1. 12 runs, 16 hits, and no errors for Tacoma. The Aviators, 8 runs, 13 hits and no errors. Barrera at second, Davidson at first, nobody out. 2-1 on Bo Taylor. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher Steckenrider delivers low. It's 3-1. And you can feel the pulse quickening just a little bit in the Tacoma dugout. 3-1. Aviators trying for a last gasp here. 3-1 pitch, fastball foul back. 3-2 on Bo Taylor. Steckenrider can get it up there. 93, 94. And he challenged Taylor, and Bo fouled it back. 3-2. Steckenrider reading O'Keefe. Barrera at second. Davidson at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He threw him a breaking ball. Taylor, obviously expecting a fastball, got a slider. That's a big pitch by Steckenrider to come back from a 3-1 count and strike out Bo Taylor. Big out. One out for Dalton Kelly. Kelly having his biggest night probably of the year, 3-for-4, with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs and 3 runs scored. He singled in his last at bat in the 8th and later scored on a pass ball. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Toro has it. Shovels to second for one. That's all they're going to get. Nice play by Toro going way to his right, ranging all the way over there to get that ball. It's a fielder's choice. 4-6 on the out. That retires Davidson at second. Barrera takes third. Runners at the corners are two outs, and it's up to Nate Mondu. And Sheldon Noisy is on deck. He now represents the tying run, but there are two outs. Mondu's fly to left, fly to center, struck out looking, struck out swinging, and walked with the bases loaded to force in a run. There's a ground ball to second. Toro's on it, throws to first, and the game is over. Tacoma wins it 12-8. I'll have the totals for you next after this.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Cluck bait!
It's time to fall for some cluck bait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. federally insured by NCUA.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome back. So the Tacoma Rainiers have taken two of the first three, and the Aviators, as a result, have now lost nine of their last 10 games. Tacoma is now 49-58. And they are 5-9 against the Aviators. They get 12 runs on 16 hits, no errors, leaving 7. The Aviators are now 52-55. They get 8 runs on 13 hits and no errors, leaving 11 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief, Roenis Elias, now 1-1. The loss to Jared Koenig, 4-5 on the year. Two home runs by Dalton Kelly, his 11th and 12th of the year for Las Vegas. Tacoma piling up 16 hits, but no home runs in this one. A crowd of 4,495 paid to see the game, and it was 2 hours, 54 minutes. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll do a brief recap and update you on the scores coming up after this.
Fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
At Boot Barn, we believe in heritage, tenacity, and the cowboy way of life. Since 1947, the working cowboy has relied on Wrangler, a heritage brand that's drawn inspiration from the trailblazers of the West, crafting dependable denim for rodeo athletes to ranchers. Starting with their cowboy cut jeans first developed in the 40s, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. For 75 years of the cowboy spirit, Wrangler at Boot Barn.
Now the Aviators got here and immediately broke their seven-game losing streak with a 10-4 win. Then they were shut out yesterday in a totally different type of game here, losing 12-8. Aviators pitching wasn't nearly what it was yesterday or in the first game, but they also had some shaky defense that hurt them, and the Rainiers piled up 12 runs on 16 hits. A correction, they did have a home run by Zach Green. He hit it off Brian Howard, his 16th of the year. So on the postgame show, as the Aviators will try to bounce back tomorrow night behind lefty Ken Waldichuk, his second start for the ex-Yankee property coming over in the Frankie Montas trade against lefty Austin Warner of the Rainiers. We'll come back with some scores next and get you updated right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
7. When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the Hanson pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Ready. Welcome to the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard portion of the postgame show. Elsewhere around the league, Round Rock knocked off Oklahoma City 12-1, so it's getting pretty crowded in that PCL East. Oklahoma City leads El Paso by 2.5 and Round Rock by just 4 games now. 4 games separate 3 teams in that division. Sacramento beats Salt Lake 9-3, and so that's good for the Aviators because the Aviators are only a game and a half ahead of Salt Lake as they try to hang on to second place. Meanwhile, Albuquerque helped out the Aviators by beating Reno by a score of 8-4. So despite tonight's loss here in Tacoma, the Aviators stay 8.5 back of Reno in the Western Division of the Pacific Coast League. And now we'll turn our attention to the Major League scores. A lot of games, of course, have been over for a while, and so here we go. The Marlins shut out the Phillies 3-0. In 10 innings, Cleveland beat Detroit 4-3. Houston beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. Kansas City topped the White Sox 5-3. It was Colorado 8 and St. Louis 6. The Diamondbacks beat Pittsburgh 9-3. Boston beat Baltimore 4-3. And the Cubs defeated the Reds by a score of 4-2. I'll be back with a final word from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma next right after this.
Good Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Fans are gone here at Cheney Stadium, so just wrapping things up, a reminder that as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Tomorrow, the Aviators will try to get even in the series at 2-2 if they can get the win behind left-hander Ken Waldachuk, who was beaten by Reno pitching into the fourth inning his last time out. Lefty Austin Warner, a Louisville, Kentucky native, will pitch for Tacoma tomorrow. He's 2-2. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame show here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Want to give thanks to my studio producer for tonight, Chris Chapman, and also my pregame guest, Mr. Rick Dempsey. And thanks to Chris for his great job producing this game. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in and for bearing with me on a rough night as I'm doing everything I can to get this voice back in shape, folks, and certainly appreciate you hanging out as the Aviators continue this road trip in Tacoma. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Tacoma, Washington, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers defeated the Las Vegas Aviators 12-8. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com. Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
At VSiN Live on YouTube.
Regular season football is just around the corner. The VSiN team has been prepping all summer for this. Whether you're betting on futures, looking for contest strategy, or building your own